Now, you've heard her on FBI, maybe you've heard her on Triple J, you've seen her on TV with Growing Up Gracefully, or with her sister on stage for Yarama Dune. Well, if you haven't seen her yet, then you can see her at her first solo comedy show. It's called Direct Eye Contact. Hannah Riley is the actual definition of a multi-talented presenter, writer, director, and comedian. Does she sing? Well, let's find out. Hannah isn't in the studio. G'day.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Hey, no worries. Thanks for joining me on Wednesday Drive. It's a question. What do you like in singing? Can you sing? I've heard a little bit on, you know, your shows.
Look, it's not called Sydney Singing Festival, and I'm very thankful for that. I can carry a tune okay, but I wouldn't say I'm the songbird of my generation.
That's all right. We can still call you the octopus with doing lots of things at once.
I like the octopus. It's good.
You're known for your performances with your sister, Eliza, part of Sheila's and Growing Up Gracefully and back in the day in FBI. But you're gone solo. You don't want to show just you.
Unless you don't broken up.
No. Well, obviously, I assume not.
No, we haven't.
You haven't had some sort of sibling, you know, fight.
Oh, well, that's every day. But we managed to push through it. Yeah, no, I don't know why I decided to do a solo show. If I was being honest, I think I watched, and I'm not saying mine is anywhere near as good as this, but I think I watched Adam Sandler's Netflix special and was just like, that. He looks like he's having so much fun. I want to have that much fun. Maybe I should try and do that. But that's terrible that I've put that as a reference.
I love it. No,
people are going to think it's like that. It's nothing like that at all. Not even a little bit. So lower your expectations, please.
In your show, we apparently talk about the recovery process for a sexpert.
Yes. Yes.
Sexpert's an awesome title. To someone to get to that point where they're determined that they are an expert in sex.
Well, I never called myself that.
Oh, no, I didn't say
you. Other people, this is when I was hosting the hookup on Triple J. I kind of accidentally stumbled into the role of person who would give people dating and sex advice on the radio, despite having the worst love life of anyone that I knew. And so being slapped with the label of sexpert was quite... it was quite a strange time. It was a really strange time for both me and my family and the people that I dated at the time. And it just kind of, it resulted in a bunch of weird and wonderful stories.
You must have learned a bit from people on that show, though.
Yeah, I learned so much. I learned things that I wish I could unlearn. I learned a lot about myself. And I kind of found that, you know, I guess if you say something enough times, you can kind of change who you are a little bit. And I did find, and I've only sort of realized this in the years since having left the hookup, that just how differently I behaved during that time because of all the expectations and pressures of being like a person who talks about sex on the radio. It was really interesting.
I love the idea. I've always thought it's a great medium to use to listen to stories about that. So yeah. I was a big fan when it was on.
Oh, thanks.
It's all good. I won't say
it. It was fun, I should say. I had an awesome time doing it. It's just I wasn't destined to be the next Dan Savage. You know what I mean?
Fair enough. Now, your stand-up show is called Direct Eye Contact. Mm-hmm. Does that mean there's a bit of audience engagement there?
There is. Yeah? I always love a bit of audience interaction. If you sit anywhere near the front, you and I might form a very special relationship. There's one person in particular two in the audience that I form a very special bond with over the show through the entirety of the show. Oh. I hope I haven't made everyone want to go and sit at the back, but I'll find you anyway.
I'm one of those people, when I go to a comedy show, depending on who it is, like I like going at the front because I actually don't mind that interaction with
the
front.
In the splash zone.
But is that what they call it?
No, Eliza just called it that the other day and I was like, that's cool. I'm gonna use that from now on.
But sometimes you get a little bit more than you expect, particularly when I went in the front row for Helen Bedeau.
Love Helen
Bedeau. It was amazing.
Oh, my God. Edmunds, did she grill you?
Well, she grilled the person I was with. Actually got her on stage.
I think I was there that night.
And she won some bed sheets. But then, later in the show, you get a little bit close up and personal with things that you don't expect.
Yeah, anyway, totally.
Big fan, totally. Helen Bedeau, if you ever get a chance. But I'm sure people can go on the front row of your show and, probably won't get splashed too much.
No,
but have
a bit
of fun.
It's kind. It's kind audience interaction. I'll make you look better than I do in this scenario, so don't worry.
Have you caught Sydney Comedy Festival's a pretty big deal, and you premiered the show as part of the festival.
Yeah.
Nerve-wracking?
It was so nerve-wracking because I, like a psychopath, decided to write an entirely new show and only do it once at Sydney Comedy Festival and have it be the first time I'd ever shown it in front of an audience. It was a very bad idea, but luckily it went really well and it sold out and people seemed to really enjoy it. And so they asked me to come back and do a second night, which I'm kind of liking to call the sort of farewell season because it's also the last night that it's going to be at Sydney Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
And I don't know when I'm going to have time to do it again. Mm. So this might be people's only shot to see it for a little while.
Well, as we've mentioned, you do have a fair few things going on the go.
Yeah.
So I think when people get a chance to see things, they should take it. Like Yarramadoon was on Yarramadoon.
No, you got it right.
I was on, and I knew it was on. I saw all these things that was getting sold out, and I was like, I didn't get a ticket. And then it was all done and dusted. And I went, I just didn't get there. I didn't see it. I was so bummed, and I don't know if it's ever going to be on again.
Yeah, I mean, theatre's a little bit like that. You've kind of really, really just got to go for it when you've got the chance. But yeah, I'm not sure when I'm going to be able to do this show again. Hopefully soon, but TBC.
TBC. It's okay. I was speaking of musical accompaniments. There were some songs in Growing Up Gracefully, particularly the Slut song.
Oh yeah, which is on Stan now. All of a sudden, Growing Up Gracefully is on Stan.
Yeah, how great is that?
Yeah, it's cool. It's awesome. I'm getting it's reaching a whole new audience, which is hilarious.
Because of course it was on ABC, and I view when it came out. But it's an amazing show. Everyone should check it out if they can. My producer thought Slut was going to be the next K-pop hit, or the jingle for maybe Corey Bernardi's Conservative Party. I didn't quite span out.
Yeah, it's a song that's basically trying to figure out what exactly a slut is. So I don't know if Corey would be too down.
But there was a track at 3:43, which of course looked at the gender pay gap and the times that women probably could clock off to make sure they get paid, you know, equally for their time.
Yes,
huge 8 million views, I think it was.
We tried to make a lot of feminist bangers in that show. Eliza and I actually haven't had the courage to rewatch any of it yet because it's just so seared into our brains. Like sometimes we wake up in the middle of the night sweating, singing 3:43. But hopefully a whole new bunch of people are enjoying it on Stan at the moment, which is great.
That's great. We just sort of spoke about inspirations for comedy shows. We're not going to mention the one that you mentioned, but as far as other comedians go that you've sort of grown up seeing or admiring, is there anyone that really stands out to you?
Well, actually, it's funny that you mentioned Anne Edmonds. She is such an amazing performer and character comedian. She slays me. I saw her at Melbourne Comedy Festival and I laughed. So I was howling to the point where she needed to stop and sort of point me out and ask if I was okay. Reese Nicholson, an incredible stand. He's so polished. He's old school and he's absolutely wonderful.
And he makes beautiful bow ties if you ever get a chance.
He does. Really does. I think he's out of his own merch game. I think he's gotten...
He used to do it after the show. He'd be opening a suitcase of bow ties. Here, you want a bow tie?
Yeah, he's beyond that now. Yeah. I don't know. Do you mean like, I guess, comedians growing up?
Yeah.
I guess Mel Brooks.
Yeah, right.
Blazing Saddles, even though it's super problematic now and is totally of its time. Mm-hmm. Just how far he would push a joke through song. Who else? I think weirdly, I'm giving such bad references, sorry, but weirdly, as a really little kid, the South Park musical I actually really loved.
Yeah.
Just because I'd never, I guess I grew up watching traditional musicals like Doris Day musicals and MGM musicals, but then seeing that combined with comedy for the first time, I was like, oh, this is amazing. This is so great.
Yeah, and it's so on point and so cutting and just the way they tie in music with comedy is amazing.
Yeah.
Always has been, as we know with Book of Mormon.
Yeah, and actually like Elaine Stritch, I don't know if you've ever seen any of her stuff. She was like she's kind of a Broadway performer / comedian. She played Jack Donaghy's mum on 30 Rock.
Oh, right.
She's like this tiny little old lady who never wears pants. and she's like a Broadway superstar and one of the funniest women that ever lived, I think. She's a total legend.
Oh, that's great. Well, all of these inspirations and more are part of your show, I'm sure. Direct Eye Contact. It's at the Factory Theatre tomorrow night. Still tickets left?
Yeah, a handful, yeah.
So getting quick. Yeah. Jump on to sydneycomedyfestival.com. I think it's .au, I don't know, but you'll find it. And look for Hannah Riley's show, Direct Eye Contact. Tomorrow night, Factory Theatre, 8:15. Thanks so much for coming into 2SER.
Thank you so much.